Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Okay, God bless you. Let's get into the word. So last week, I think it was, we did Cain and Abel, and we basically now at the point where we are learning to extract important lessons or principles from people that have gone before us, and see how that can make our life more effective and more relevant and more responsible. So after you finish the story of Cain and Abel, I think, you know, if time allows us, we will be going through the entire Old Testament, and we'll see how we do with the New Testament. And so after you finish with Cain and Abel, the story of Cain and Abel, the next major character in the Bible is Noah. But before Noah, there is a man called Enoch. It's a couple of verses, about three verses, that's tucked away in Genesis 5. And I think it's important to do some study and understanding of this character called Enoch, because there is quite a bit of similarities or lessons for us from the life of Enoch. And the first one is that we would be able to learn the life of faith and how the faith life pleases God. And secondly, Enoch had a prophetic spirit upon his life. In fact, he was the first prophet in the Bible. So he had a prophetic spirit in his life, and there is some learning for us from Enoch about the prophetic spirit. So, and Enoch, he is the seventh generation from Adam. So if you study scripture, you'll find that scripture goes like this. Adam, and then Cain and Abel is bypassed. Well, Abel died, and God deliberately takes out Cain's name from the genealogy. God deliberately takes out, well, I don't think God did it. I think Cain caused the problem, and Cain is completely removed out from the eternal historical record. And that's an important thing for us to understand, that there are consequences on how we live. Because if you live responsibly, whatever you do in life, you are eternally recognized for it. Or if you don't live right, then you are eternally taken off the record. And so we need to come to the place in our life where we need to live in a way of understanding, you know what, we live for the next life. Because whatever we do now matters for the next life. And when we are, you know, have that kind of mindset, then when you arrive on the other side, at least you know you've arrived safely, and you know your life is going to be okay. And so if you look at the pattern, God removes Cain out, and it goes like this: Adam, Seth. Because Seth was born after Cain and Abel. And so Abel dies, Cain takes his name off the list, and so it's Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, and Enoch. And so this is how the scripture summarizes the life of Enoch in the book of Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. And it says that, and Enoch walked with God after he begat his son Methuselah, 300 years. So for 300 years, he walked with God. The word walk means faith. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. So whenever you see the word walk, it has to do with a lifestyle of faith that pleases God. And so it says, and Enoch walked with God after his son Methuselah was born for 300 years. And he also had other sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch, and this is an interesting thing, Enoch walked with God and he was not. He was taken away. And so Enoch, he didn't go through the process of death. He the English word that would be used is, well, he disappeared. The biblical word is translated. He was like, you know, like Star Trek, what do you call that? The guy gets zoomed out of the place and into another dimension. It's something like that. So the biblical word is translated. There is another word that is coined by biblical scholars, and that word is rapture. And so the word rapture is not in the Bible, but it has been coined as a, like the word Bible is not in the Bible, right? You know that, right? No way in the Bible you'll find the word Bible. It's just a reference to God's word. So, Enoch was raptured. And so that's an interesting concept, because he didn't go through the process of death. So there is this idea and concept in the Bible that you can go to heaven with your physical body, not with your physical, without dying. So there is that idea. And there was the other guy that we know that had the same experience, and his name was Elijah. And so he's quite an important character in the sense that there is a link between him and going to heaven without dying, and the faith life and the prophetic voice that he had. And so so when you come to the book of Hebrews, and this is the thing about Enoch that we need to really kind of learn from and try to walk in that same footsteps that he walked. And that is this. His name became one of the faith heroes. So if you want to know where the faith heroes are listed, it's found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. So if you want to become a hero in the kingdom of God, it is one thing that makes you a hero, and what's that? Faith. Because Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter on the faith heroes in the Bible. Everybody that walked in faith are considered heroes by God, and their name gets listed in Hebrews chapter 11. And Enoch's name gets listed there, so it's the Hall of Fame. So if you want your name to go into the Hall of Fame, in heaven's Hall of Fame, then one of the things that we have to do is we've got to embrace the faith walk, the faith life. And what is that? It's basically a coming to the place in your life where you deeply depend and trust God for everything. For everything. And so in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 to 6, the Bible says, by faith, Enoch, see, by faith, Enoch was translated. He was moved from one, the physical into the spiritual. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. So he didn't die. He didn't go through the process of death, and he was not found. He was gone. Because God had translated him, and before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And his testimony was, the best testimony that you can have is that you walked in faith, you've pleased God, and there's the results, your testimony. And that's the best witness you can have, is a witness that you live the life of faith. You don't live according to your pocket. You don't live according to what the doctor said. You don't live according to your ability to earn. You live by his provision. And that is, my God shall meet all my needs according to his pocket, his riches and glory, not according to your pocket, not according to what you can earn, your ability to earn a salary. And so he had this testimony that he pleased God. And when you trust God and when you believe God, and we're going to get that into Nittle. Unfortunately, I had a chat with Liam Murdley this morning, and I want to use his life as an example and close the sermon or the teaching in a practical way. When everything else fails, how you have to go into the Word, find a strategy, and make that strategy work. And so then in verse 6, it says this. Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. And in verse 6, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that God is, that God exists. That he's an invisible God, but he exists. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. That God, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the first point is this, that Enoch was a man of faith. We know that. And his faith caused him to be translated, not to see death. And the third thing that we know about Enoch is this, that Enoch was a prophet and he prophesied the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so he had a prophetic spirit upon his life. He had a prophetic voice. And he also prophesied that judgment that will come upon the earth. And so you read this in the book of Jude. Jude only has one chapter. Jude is the half-brother of Jesus. And Jude writes this about Enoch in verse 14 to 15, because there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. And Jude says this, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, something about being seventh was relevant or prophetic maybe. And it says this, and he prophesied these things. He prophesied these things. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s. In the Greek, it actually means innumerable number of people, of saints. So he prophesies that Jesus is coming back. Well, the first time when he came back, he didn't come when he was saints. He came on his own, right? So definitely, Enoch was not prophesying the first coming. He's prophesying the second coming, because in the second coming, Jesus returns to the earth with all the saints that died and that have gone in heaven. And the prophecy is this: Jesus is coming back to execute judgment on the earth. So go and read that in the book of Jude. So Jude prophesies the second coming of Jesus Christ with the saints that have died in Christ, and they're going to come back to the earth, and they're coming back to the earth to execute judgment on the human race.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.